USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Regarding those talks, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, on the Senate floor says,
"Put me down as listening and hopeful that somehow, some way, we'll be able to move forward with an infrastructure bill."
McConnell says he anticipates that Senate Democrats will use budget reconciliation to pass a bill on areas they do not agree. A historic heat wave is hitting the western United States. Over 50 million Americans are under heat warnings and watches throughout the week. Temperatures well above 100, even close to 120, are in the forecast today for cities in Arizona, California, Nevada, Colorado, Utah, and Montana. Not much relief in sight overnight as well, as the forecast low in Phoenix is 84 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Prime Day is back. Amazon's annual Prime Day event will be held June 21st and 22nd, kicking off summer with 2 days of epic deals and the biggest savings Prime has to offer. The shopping extravaganza will deliver Prime members over 2 million deals across every category, including fashion, home, beauty, toys, electronics, Amazon devices, and more. Prime members can start saving right now with hundreds of thousands of exclusive early deals. Plus, members can support small businesses when they spend $10 on select small business products during the lead-up and get a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Shop selections across Black-owned, woman-owned, military family-owned, and many more small businesses. Prime Day kicks off at midnight Pacific and 3 a.m. Eastern on June 21st, and deals run for 48 hours exclusively for Prime members. Not yet a Prime member? Start a 30-day free trial at Amazon.com/Prime Day.
A decrease in the level of water coming from the Colorado River is a cause for concern in the western United States and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation says 2 years of drought have reduced the water flowing into Lake Mead and Lake Powell. That's a problem since the river provides more than 40 million people in Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Millions of gallons of water from the river are also promised to Mexico as part of a treaty signed in 1944. Confidence is dropping among U.S. home builders despite a red-hot real estate market. The National Association of Home Builders saying its monthly index is down 2 points to 81. The lumber shortage seems to be the cause, as prices are up and it's difficult to find softwood lumber to build with. TV host, model, and wife of singer John Legend, Christy Teigen, has posted a lengthy apology on social media after a recent cyberbullying scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As President Biden continues his first overseas trip, he's keeping his eye on the coronavirus pandemic.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died of the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day rolling average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter high. Speaking from Brussels, President Biden urged Americans who haven't yet gotten vaccinated to go get their shot.
I know that black hole that seems to consume you, that fills up your chest when you lose someone close to you that you adored. That's why I continue to say to America, if you've not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Get vaccinated as soon as possible. We have plenty vaccinations. We have more work to do to beat this virus.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill requiring teachers in K through first 12 period classes to provide between 1 and 2 minutes of silence, which will allow students to pray if they want. The Republican governor explaining that many of the founding fathers who helped create the country's system of government wouldn't agree with the notion that you can't just push God out of every institution and be successful. The bill also bans teachers from making suggestions as to the nature of any reflection that a student may engage in during the moment of silence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.